Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We are now 24 hours removed. It was about yesterday, about 3:19, when the Aaron Rodgers news came down the pike that he would be finally, officially signing with the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Steelers team has announced it. There's been a lot of hoopla around this. And I think something I think we both thought, but we didn't get to yesterday, was just because I've seen people say, and there was somebody who watching our video yesterday where I said, Steelers are winning the division next year. I think this is a really great move for the Steelers. Said, oh, he's just trying to collect $10 million. It's like he's made $300
million. Like, people are saying he's collecting checks. When he first said that on the Pat McAfee show, oh, geez, months ago, he's like, I'll play even for $10 million. Go back and look at his face when he says that.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, no, I should not have said that. I should not have put the money on there and $10 million is what I would take.
Well, but there are just so many takes on why this is happening and why he's trying to prolong his career. And I think it's obvious, and I'm sure it is to you, he's trying to rewrite the end of his career, meaning if his career had ended after the Jets. It's the same way in how we talk about Brett Favre, how it ended after the second year in Minnesota where everything kind of fell apart.
Oh, yeah, with the Corey Wooten sack, and that was it.
And with Aaron Rodgers, I think he also understands he wants to prove to himself. Like, I don't think this is just about proving other people wrong, because I think Aaron doesn't thrive on that the way people think. I think this is about Aaron proving to himself that he can go out on top and still be a winner, and I think that's probably why I give it the best chance to work.
I think there's a reason why he was drawn to teams that look like they're going to be pretty good this year. Like the Vikings were at the top of his list for a long time based off of that. Now, the Steelers, I think, are a little bit of a roll of the dice, all things considered. Because like the idea that he actually goes out on top, Nick, I feel like maybe we can unpack what exactly that is. He is, in my opinion, not a deep threat for the postseason. But if you make the postseason, if you, let's say, come in second in the AFC North, which means you beat either Joe Burrow or Lamar Jackson, 9-10 win season, you're not a double-digit underdog in the postseason, you're a legitimate chance to win that game, and you lose, well, there's a lot worse ways to go out if you're Aaron Rodgers.
Well, and I think the bar to
the Jets last year was probably one of those ways.
The bar to put this as a success is not too much higher than what you just said. Because if he does just a little bit more, meaning he wins the division and wins a playoff game, which might actually just be the divisional round. Like if you win this division, you might end up being in one seed territory in a pretty strong AFC.
Oh, you get the one seed and you get a buy into the divisional round, then that's game over. You win that battle.
But like if you just win in the first round and you either are a 10 or 11 win team, and you just get one playoff win, guys, you don't have to win the Super Bowl to walk off with your head held high and to have changed the narrative about Aaron Rodgers, even if the number one thing, that the one number one knock on him is the thing he can't change, which is that he's a narcissist who constantly seeks the the light and credit for everything.
So here's the difference for me. So we've only had one quarterback above 40 actually have success, and that is Thomas Edward Patrick Brady. But when Tom Brady went to Tampa Bay, he had to win the Super Bowl. Like, that was the stakes, because you had to show that you could win that marriage, or that divorce, excuse me, between him and Bill Belichick. You had to prove who all the previous Super Bowls were actually the reason why you got them and who was responsible for them. That's what he was fighting for. If Aaron Rodgers stinks it up this year, I know he wants to do well. He's got a chance to rewrite it. But if he stinks it up this year, we're just going to look at the final 3 years of Aaron Rodgers' career as ayahuasca-filled pyramid chasing and clout chasing in many ways as well. And it just was what it was. Old guy stinks at football. That's a tale as old as time.
But I think that's why, like, the bar I set, which is win a playoff game, be wildly competitive in the AFC North, even that might not be the bar. Because everything you just said there, the bar to clear is don't be a clown and don't tear your Achilles.
But what he has, the advantage for him right now is the expectation for many people is clown show. Is that.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
So like if he gets a chance to beat that rap, and that's great for him, but if it goes down and it goes sideways and it costs Tomlin his job and they win six or seven games and it just doesn't look good, again, Father Time's undefeated. No one's. It's not taking away from Aaron Rodgers' legacy in the slightest bit.
I think the Tomlin stuff's really, really interesting. With, like, what does Rodgers' success or failure mean for Tomlin in that organization in his future? Because the reality is, I don't know. I don't know what it means. But if you said Aaron Rodgers, this falls out and they finally have a losing season, do I think, given the state of things in Pittsburgh, the atmosphere, the fandom with Tomlin, do I think the atmosphere of the media with Tomlin, do I think that might be the thing that could change? Yeah, because this Aaron Rodgers failing in Pittsburgh is a bigger ticket item than just Russell Wilson failing in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely draws more attention than anything else you could have done this season, for sure. I think it would be the one, but I've been wrong about Tomlin and where he stands with the Pittsburgh Steelers for a very long time already. So who am I to say that this would be the year? Now, they don't fire people, so at the end of the season, it would still come out as like a mutually parting ways, but look at some of the changes that they've had and some of the, and how Tomlin knows last year it was broke. And that is everything from doing things that they typically don't do, like giving guys like George Pickens a lot of money. They typically don't do that with wide receivers. They did it for him. They went ahead and sent Pickens packing. They sent Najee Harris gone out the door as well. Like, there's a lot of changes to the Steelers team relative to last year.
So by the way, some of that just, I felt like it needed to happen. Like, you drafted these guys high. It worked out to some degree, but didn't work out all the way. But there's just a part of me that refuses to believe that there is an end in sight, because, I mean, the Steelers ownership stood by Bill Cowher in successive losing seasons. You know, like, if you, and not that Bill, like, Bill had a couple high points, right? The Super Bowl, but they were not consistently the Steelers under Bill Cowher until really the second half of his run there. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of hit and miss early in his time in Pittsburgh, and they stood by him. There's no hit or miss. You've been consistently winning. So there's a part of me that's like,
the miss part of it is not winning playoff games.
Well, but that comparatively so. If you stood by Bill Cowher in a fair amount of seasons where they just weren't very good, like they were, you know, 6 or 7 win teams, it'd just be wild if the first chance Mike Tomlin had at a losing season that you actually decided, all right, we got to get somebody new in there.
Yeah, but I think they are tired of the idea that they built themselves around being this Super Bowl franchise and this team that is always competing deep in the postseason and not win a playoff game in 8 years. Like, that's a long time.
I think it's more like the thing that infuriates me about Rodgers to Pittsburgh is, I think there's a have your cake and eat it too scenario here that we don't want to acknowledge, because next year's about us finding our quarterback. I could absolutely see Rodgers goes, wins a playoff game. They're like the 24th, 25th pick in the draft. He retires, and next year they finally go ahead and trade up and use considerable assets to get up and get to the third or fourth best quarterback in the draft, which becomes their version of Mahomes.
If he wins a playoff game, and if he's competitive in the AFC North the way that you're describing, I don't think he steps away.
That would be interesting. And by the way, I still don't think that would stop them from trying to get that quarterback next year. I think they are. I think they understand, all right, we've piecemealed it for a really long time. We swung and missed on X, Y, and Z. Our third-round quarterbacks, Mason Rudolph, Josh Dobbs, those guys haven't hit. Kenny Pickett didn't hit. I really do think that Tomlin specifically, I think he knows at some point he's got to take a real stab at answering that. Or at some point, the magic will run out. At some point, that ownership group will say, yeah, you don't value the quarterback position in an era where it's never been more important to get the quarterback. Mm-hmm. To hell with winning 10 games. Get the hell out of here.
And it's one of those, I'll believe it when I see it even still. But it's a big bet that Tomlin's making. But you see how they're doing things just a little bit differently there in Pittsburgh in the past few months.
See, it's interesting. Like, to me, the I'll believe it when I see it is that they would ever, like, if Tomlin wants to leave, I don't think they would stop him at some point. But I think if you're the Rooneys, you're like, yeah, we win 10 games every year. And even though we end up losing, we feel like we have a chance to be a champion 99% of the time.
I know, but they're listening to their fan base, though. And the fan base right now is very, very upset with what's gone down. The fan base is not accepting just making it to the postseason to be double-digit underdogs and get shelled. They're very mad.
What evidence do we have that they'll ever listen to their fan base? That's the whole frustration of Pittsburgh, is they don't listen to them. And by the way, it's probably the reason why the Pittsburgh Steelers have had the success they have, is they haven't listened to their fans.
I mean, I don't know. You can just tell that they're very tired. The fan base is very tired of Tomlin. They're very tired of the act that it all is. And you're right in that it's not as if they got three coaches in 50 years for a reason. The Steelers stay with their guys. And if it was up to me, I told you before, Tomlin would have been gone years ago if it was up to me. But we're not the ones making the call.
216-474-0092. The most confident I can be that Rodgers is going to work out is, I have said it will, in Pittsburgh, that they're going to be in the first place in the division next year, and that they're going to win the first playoff game in almost a decade. The most confident I can be about that prediction is Andrew Filippone said that Aaron Rodgers is going to lead the Steelers to the first losing season for Mike Tomlin. I think we just cinched
it. The old pony jinx, huh?
I think we just cinched how right I'm going to be about this. Of course, Pony, much like others on our station, will probably say something different a week from now and then something different a week after that.
Might even be in training camp for
all
we know.
That's true. He might wait. That's right. Delayed fuse and the flip-flopping.
Which stinks when somebody has a take and then they flip-flop and they go to the other take. And then the first take they had was actually what ends up being right.
Mm.
But they didn't stick to their guns. Yeah, I hate to see it.
I stuck to my guns on Tyrese Halliburton, and I had to renounce my previous views earlier today on the show. Well, this is what happens.
You never know what happens in game 2, 3, 4, and 5.
That's true. I might have to renounce my renunciation. You don't want to be there. Brian Batko, Steelers writer for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, will talk about how surprising the Rodgers news was and whether Mike Tomlin's job security rides with Aaron Rodgers. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. Aaron Rodgers is a Pittsburgh Steeler to talk all things Pittsburgh Steelers and Aaron Rodgers. We head out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. He is Brian Batko. He is the Steelers beat writer for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Brian, welcome to the show.
Hey guys, can I get in a guess on that unknown actor real
quick?
I would love that, because I can send it to Vanessa and she can tell me one way or another.
John Malkovich is my guess, just based on the very brief synopsis there.
That's a great guess, because you do like John Malkovich.
I do. Now, she saw a picture of John Malkovich and went, no, I don't think that's him either.
You've also, I know you've done the Teddy KGB impression at some point in life, because everyone has.
Who hasn't? Yeah, you have
everyone
to.
Everyone has.
If you're a man of a certain age, it has to. People saying Ralph Fiennes. Who was the guy who played Voldemort? I think that's where he's going there. I don't think it's him either. But
I told you, I've never seen Harry Potter.
That's for another day. Now, Brian.
Any of them.
One, I will still send her and see if maybe that changes her opinion here. Or changes her.
Former Steelers OC Matt Canada, maybe?
Ooh. she has standards, Brian.
And in that house, they know that Nick is not a fan of Matt Canada. They know that.
Were you surprised at the timing or the fact that the news actually finally happened?
Not at all surprised that it finally happened. I thought it was a matter of when, not if. Non-zero chance that Aaron Rodgers goes full Aaron Rodgers and just sails off into the sunset, quite literally. But I'm a little surprised that he is going to be here for minicamp. I thought maybe he'd want to try to skip all of the spring activities and just see what he can do come training camp. But yeah, maybe the Steelers did finally draw a line in the sand and say, look, you want to not be on the team so that you can avoid all the OTAs, hullabaloo, fine. But just come here for the mandatory thing, because everyone else is going to be.
Brian, you think the reception would be positive, but it feels like, again, we're in Cleveland, obviously, so we don't have the full grasp of it, but it feels like it hasn't necessarily been as positive.
No, I don't think it is. I think you're naturally getting a decent amount of folks who, once he's officially part of their team, well, then, you know, you root for the jersey no matter what. And now you start squinting and talking yourself into, well, Mike Tomlin knows a lot more about football than you and me. Like, okay, that's all well and good. But if you came out of last season and went into this offseason thinking Aaron Rodgers was washed, then just have some pride and integrity and carry that with you, even though the Steelers are now getting into bed with him. So, yeah, I talk to so many people here, guys, who just say, why don't we let Mason Rudolph finally get his one big chance? And if it goes great, cool. If it doesn't, we'll draft high next year and maybe finally get our next franchise quarterback.
So I think it's interesting here because we've talked about it. And the second it happened, I said Steelers are winning the division this year, and I think they're finally going to break the playoff drought because I don't think he's washed. And I think he's what they've been missing, just enough left as a passer to do it. How much are things going to change?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Change offensively, though.
Yeah, that's a good question. And I think we're all here kind of wondering from a schematical standpoint, you know, did he and Arthur Smith hash out a lot of those wrinkles during his 6-hour-long visit to the facility back in March? Maybe. And was there a handshake deal of, guys, just let me take this time that I need, but you can feel good about it. I feel good about it. Don't worry. All's going to be sunshine and rainbows eventually. That could be. But, you know, just knowing what Arthur Smith has thrived on in the past as a play caller, it's, you know, under center, play action, Aaron Rodgers, and, you know, motions, pre-snap shifts. Aaron Rodgers is not really, that's not really his cup of tea, at least not at this stage of his career. But I think what could be the X factor and go toward, you know, your optimistic scenario there for the Steelers is if Smith just gives him all the faith and trust and confidence in the world pre-snap at the line of scrimmage that he didn't give Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. Maybe he can still lean into Aaron Rodgers' strengths, and he can kind of be that X factor for an offense that, you know, has got DK Metcalf out there and, you know, a young but possibly developing offensive line to get this run game going.
Is Tomlin's job on the line with this move? Do you feel like if this doesn't work out, this is the year he ends up being out of a job?
Not in the sense of, you know, Art Rooney II would fire him. I mean, that's just never going to happen. The Steelers' hot seat does not work with the same controls as pretty much 31 other teams' hot seats. So I don't think it's like a job risking move from that standpoint. But if this thing blows up in his face, and if Aaron Rodgers is more of the publicly curmudgeon-y old guy than, you know, the cool, savvy, likable vet, and this goes south, I mean, there's been a lot of negativity surrounding the Steelers these last 6 or 7 years especially. And I mean, every season that he coaches, Mike Tomlin gets closer to not being in that job. He's not going to do it forever. So at some point, would he decide, like, okay, I'm ready to just call it a career here and do something else, go somewhere else? That's the only thing I wonder in the back of my mind. But no, even if this thing goes wrong, I don't think the Steelers would try to force him out or anything like that.
All right, when I gave my spicy prediction, I heard an audible "oh" over there.
Didn't see it coming, Brian.
Where did you where do you put the expectation there for Aaron and the Steelers this year?
Well, guys, my expectation for every Steelers season begins at the fill line of they will go 500 at least. I am not going to predict otherwise until I see it with my own two eyes. They did it with Duck Hodges starting a third of the season back in 2019. And ever since then, I said, I'm going to be a year late rather than a year early on predicting the sub 500 record, as long as Mike Tomlin is here as the head coach of the Steelers. But I'm also not going the other way. I'm not going to call this team winning a playoff game and really breaking through until I see it, because of this cycle of slightly above average that they've been stuck in. So I guess, you know, the question I get a lot from readers is, you know, what's their ceiling with Rodgers versus their ceiling with Mason Rudolph? Maybe with Rodgers, I think it's 11 wins. Maybe with Rudolph, it's 10 wins. And I still think the floor is, by hook or by crook, they'll find a way to win a couple games they shouldn't, and they'll eke out an above 500 record and be right on the cusp of either being that seventh seed or just missing the playoffs.
Yeah, it's funny. I looked at like the Vegas odds and trying to figure out what a bump up it would be from Rodgers, you know, taking the job over from Mason Rudolph, and it's like, oh, so there's still the win loss percentage, none of that changed, and then also they're still third in the AFC North, none of that changed, and it just kind of felt like is Aaron Rodgers just not getting enough credit, or do we undervalue Mason Rudolph, or is that just the idea that Tomlin's always going to get you to a certain point?
Well, I think the reason why I mentioned before that I talked to a lot of just, you know, normal fans in everyday life, friends and family, who are like, hey, let's roll with Rudolph rather than take on some of the Aaron Rodgers baggage, because the last he was seen here, he did late in the 2023 season take over for Kenny Pickett / Mitch Trubisky. Happy birthday to Kenny Pickett, by the way, and lead this team on a 3-game winning streak and make the playoffs against all odds. And yeah, they got blown out by the Bills, but Mason didn't like disgrace himself in that game. So I think that's the big reason why a lot of fans are like, hey, last time we saw him, he saved the day. He can at least do that again, and maybe there's more left in him. So I think it's more likely that Aaron Rodgers would have a better season than Mason Rudolph at this stage of the game. But that, I think, is why you're not seeing a dramatic shift. And, of course, there is the matter of the Jets going 5-12 last season, Aaron Rodgers having some, I would say, hollow, maybe a little bit inflated playing from behind statistics, and another year older. Is he going to be able to move much at all, trying to maneuver the pocket, drift like he likes to do, extend plays, all that sort of thing?
So this is the point where we ask you about T.J. Watt and whether things are going to get buttoned up anywhere in the near future.
I think they will, basing this mainly off of, you know, the last time they were in this situation, 2021. It went all the way into September, guys, week one of the season. There was a lot of noise around that. His defensive coordinator basically came out and was like, I don't blame him. I'd do the same thing if I were a player in today's age. So I just think it's one of those situations where both sides are going to need to budge a little. There's going to have to be some compromise. Both will be unhappy with certain aspects of it, but in the end, it'll just get a little worse before it gets better. And I can't imagine the Steelers, especially with, like I said, all the other kind of dark storm clouds following this organization, that they would add letting TJ Watt be disgruntled and playing for another team to that mix, as long as they can handle it.
You mentioned it's Kenny Pickett's birthday, but it's okay. You can be mean on a birthday. I'm even sure he'll live. But maybe you want to be nice. I don't know. What do you think about the idea that Kenny Pickett could be some sort of savior here for the Browns, and Stefanski and company have found somebody that was basically Pittsburgh's trash to turn into our treasure?
Well, I mean, hey, Kenny, if you're listening, like my Browns family is listening right now in Cleveland, you know, I covered him at Pitt. I had good experiences with him, obviously covered him again with the Steelers, and I think the pressure was a lot more on him then, certainly going from the city's college team to the city's pro team. And, you know, that blew up in everybody's face in a way that I certainly didn't expect, more of a dysfunctional way than I ever would have anticipated from someone like Kenny. But I don't, honestly, guys, I don't ever think he'll be like a high quality NFL starter. I think at best he's sort of a backup who can get you through a few games, maybe even half of a season. But I think that's kind of his ceiling, and I don't really blame the Browns for trying to use him as a little bit of a bridge here, but I think he was overdrafted, and, you know, in the end, it was kind of crappy for him that he came to Pittsburgh, where the spotlight was brighter and harsher than it would have been in probably 31 other cities.
So while you're saying that, you did steal Will Howard from the state of Ohio. We would can you ask the Steelers to stop taking? They took Jack Sawyer as well. Mm-hmm. You guys just continue. I mean, continuously take our favorite Ohio State players. Certain guy named Heward, who was pretty darn good as well. I just specific to Will Howard. Is there a belief that he has the ability to potentially start for the Steelers, or is this just a future backup?
I think he's got the floor of a future backup, which is what they like. And, you know, the fans here are almost hyping Will Howard up too much because of the national championship run. And, you know, he's got the big body. He's on the John Gruden show, and Gruden's comparing him to Josh Allen. And somebody else is like, "Ew, look at his measurables next to Ben Roethlisberger. Isn't that intriguing?" And, you know, that's all well and good, but he lasted until the sixth round for a reason. I mean, every team says this every year with every pick, but I do genuinely think in this case, the Steelers were surprised he was still on the board and were very happy and eager to get him at that value. But no, I mean, I think at best, if things go awry at quarterback, like they have so often in recent years for the Steelers, and maybe he does get an opportunity and run with it. But at worst, I mean, he's somebody you can rely on for the length of his rookie deal to do and say all the right things, work hard, be a good locker room guy. And, you know, if you ever need him to play, he probably won't kill you. So I think that's their mindset and mentality there.
Is it surprising how many changes the Steelers have made? Like imagine in week five of last year, if I was like, Hey Brian, like I saw the future. It's Aaron Rodgers throwing to DK Metcalf to start off the season. You'd look at me like I have 10 million eyeballs coming out of my head. It's insane.
Yeah, probably. But also I might have said, well, after this past off season where Kenny Pickett was jettisoned after 2 years, which is very un-Steelers like, and they went out and signed Russell Wilson and traded for Justin Fields, I might have believed anything you were going to tell me. So, yeah, obviously at one point there midseason, things were looking really smooth with Danger Russ. And, you know, we had people on our radio stations asking me, well, would you give him a 3-year, $40 million a deal right now? And I'm like, guys, hold on. I mean, we've got to see what they do against the Ravens. See what they do, when the schedule gets tougher. And obviously the bottom did fall out. So, there have been a lot of changes. Yes, you know, starting quarterbacks, plural, gone. Najee Harris, gone. George Pickens, gone. But there are a lot of people here in Pittsburgh, too, who will say the Steelers didn't do enough, whether that's, you know, Mike Tomlin feeling the heat or more changes to the coaching staff, because those have been the constants through this playoff drought, even as they've cycled through a lot of different personnel.
Yeah, the crazy thing, you don't know this. He JP actually does have 10,000 eyes.
Yeah, we just haven't met in person, Brian. Yeah, so but, it's going to be a real startling moment for you.
At which point you'll also look at him the way you might have when he asked that question.
They call me a science miracle.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I mean, we still need to figure out who the bald actor is. You know, I'm looking forward to the conclusion of that. Like I said, I've got family out there in Cleveland. Maybe they'll keep listening and they can give me the word on what happened there and how that all turned out.
Brian, she said she had a dream about this actor last night. Not that kind of dream, easy.
Hello.
But that she dreamed about him, and still in the dream, all the whole dream was, who are you? Like yelling at this guy. What is your name? Where do I know you from? And apparently the guy just would not say. So that's where we're at.
I mean, Bryan Cranston was bald for some of Breaking Bad.
I thought about that. I wondered if Cranston was in the mix.
Everybody that everyone has mentioned to this point, it was in the collection of when we Googled bald white actors potentially with glasses. Cranston was one of them.
It's going to end up being like, oh no, that's not a celebrity. It was my neighbor when I was growing up.
It's
two doors down.
Or it's going to end up being somebody so infuriating that I consider divorce. That's really where this is going to go. So hope
dreams
no divorce.
Sometimes they're an amalgamation of many things, and it doesn't make any sense except to you in that moment.
That's true. Look at that. We got deep here. Brian, great stuff, buddy.
Thanks for having me on, guys. We'll see you.
Brian Batko there, Steelers writer and reporter for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. We will react to the Steelers' patience with Mike Tomlin, and I've lost my patience elsewhere here in Cleveland. That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. It's really interesting. I just think this is the right instance of people are getting impatient, fans-wise and media-wise in Pittsburgh, and you just haven't attacked the quarterback position in a serious manner. It's always been, well, you signed Russ, but it's because you had to pay him nothing. Well, you took Kenny because it's from Pittsburgh, and as Brian talked about, it was a bit of a reach there. So, like, every which way they've tried to do this, even before Ben Roethlisberger, it was like a couple third-round picks.
I do think they had the best of intentions when it came to Kenny Pickett, but I think where they're flawed here, Nick, is that they didn't prioritize that the quarterback position matters, one, but I think they almost took it like a... like how Kyle Shanahan does, where it's like, we'll just have like the 15th best quarterback, and because I'm so great, I can make that matter, and we can win a bunch of games. But the problem there is that Matt Canada isn't that. Arthur Smith, I like, but he's not that. Like, they haven't had enough people around Mike Tomlin to be able to get that type of quarterback play with what is a substandard quarterback.
And also trying to figure out Mike Tomlin's OC hires. He forcibly went away from Bruce Arians. No, Bruce retired. Sure he did. He went to Randy Fichtner, and then it was Todd Haley, and then we go Matt Canada. There, I might be missing one or two guys in the middle here, but I don't think I'm missing much. Then Matt Canada, and now Arthur Smith. Like, find me the rhyme and reason on any of those guys, other than they would say, when Mike said, we got to run the ball more, they would all go, yeah, we'll do that, Mike.
Yeah, we can make that one happen. Yeah, it seems like that's it.
Like, I just think that's the weird instability that I just... And yet, by the way, he clung to Canada for multiple years too long, right? He clung to Todd Haley for a little too long, given Todd's mercurial nature. So we'll have more on that, obvious guys. We do have the lead coming up in 15 minutes here.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But can we just be done with the lineup of the Guardians? Can we just be done with Junkensi Noel and Will Wilson? I asked this yesterday. No answer. They still ran out there with that lineup. And it felt like, and this is not just with Will Wilson and Noel, it's them together. We've gotten to a point where, and I know you're trying to build the rest of your lineup. I understand what they're doing. I understand you've got injuries. I get a lot of this. Junkensi Noel and Will Wilson at the bottom of your lineup is a rally killer every time. And it's not a coincidence that every time they get something going with their top six hitters, it falls apart with either Bo Naylor, who shouldn't be the seventh hitter, or Noel or Will Wilson.
You're giving away too many outs at the bottom of the lineup is the problem there. And I almost want to come in here and defend Will Wilson for a second because he made that awesome double play in the fifth inning. Bases were juiced. It seemed like the Guardians ran a little bit of trouble, and he made it just a really nice defensive play. But from an offensive standpoint, he's been absolutely dreadful. Junkensi can't hit right now to save himself in the slightest bit. Like, it's, yeah, you're back to problems we've had 2, 3, 4 years ago, where you get to that 7, 8, 9 spot in the lineup, and it's just you're giving away three outs every rotation through.
And listen, you know I'm not the biggest Rodriguez fan from AAA. We've seen him before. I don't think Jonathan Rodriguez is going to turn into something. This isn't about that. We're to the point where if you watch Junkensi Noel, he has no confidence.
Right, it's just never going to happen.
And honestly,
he needs to go down.
And honestly, it's evident if you just watch him around. He's not himself. The pressure of hitting now 155, actually, yeah. I think it's below 155 now.
Oh, Junkensi? Yeah, he's a $150 on the dot here. Your bottom three, Naylor, and I don't cling to batting average, but it's 175, 150, 190.
And at least with Naylor, we are getting some pop right now. He's got, what, 6 or 7 home runs?
Yeah, and he's slugging a little bit. And I've told you before, like some of the advanced numbers with him are very positive league-wide for catchers.
Yes.
You just have to put it in the proper context for a catcher. He is about a league average hitting catcher, and you can't really ask for much more.
And honestly, with catchers right now, you're either getting high contact guys, meaning you're not getting as much power, which is what, I'm not going to make that sound, but it you're getting that, or you're getting a guy with low contact numbers and a lot of power.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, a guy like Cal Raleigh is the obvious, who's leading baseball or second in baseball in home runs. That's the anomaly. That just doesn't happen in baseball. But specific to Noel,
we're almost back to like the Mike Piazza days, where it was like Piazza, and then every other catcher was just exactly what the catcher position is supposed to be.
Absolutely. But like, the thing that drives you crazy is it's one thing to put Junkensi out there when he's clearly, like, you could have brought up Rodriguez previously. You could have, honestly, every week there's a different guy on waivers who, if you just need a guy to be a right-handed right field bat for a week or two while you wait to get to the next thing, You could do that with a waiver wire guy and have more success than John Kensie right now because he ain't it. But to cling to Will Wilson. And I know Burrito is you know, there was an injury. I get that you might want to have him down there a little bit more. Bring back Rocchio. Like, Rocchio has done everything you've asked him to do at AAA, and he's playing like Rocchio played last year. I think that's a more conducive thing of bringing Brian Rocchio back and doing the Schneeman Arias Rocchio dance in the infield rather than going ahead and just putting Will Wilson out there, who honestly is just, he's not a big league player.
Well, you think, I think what they thought is that Wilson would turn into that Schneeman Fry type where they just kind of, they bring up and you're like, okay, let's see what you got. And then they just start mashing and it just hasn't worked out.
Well, but what's crazy about that is he was a Rule 5 draft guy.
Yeah.
A minor league Rule Draft 5 guy.
Yeah.
And so, like, not a major league.
No,
like,
you got nothing you have to cling to there.
And so I understand this organization likes to roll
but
slow.
They have had historically a lot of success in bringing guys up to the big leagues that the big league pitchers don't necessarily have a scouting report on and don't know where their hot zones are. And then they rake for a few weeks and then reality sets in.
Yeah, I think reality set in about 2 weeks ago for me with Wilson. And I just think, like, we're getting to a point where I think you're going to ruin the player that John Kensie could be in the big leagues long term. And I don't get the rub. Like, other than stubbornness, other than, well, if we do this, then we don't have something to deploy later. If Nolan is still struggling, you had an opportunity when Lane Thomas came back off the IL to do this. This needs to change. And in, like, a significant way. You don't have to trade for anybody already. But whether it's Kafis, whether it's one of the young guys, Rodriguez, anybody. Hell, Juan Brito did have, what Keith Law say, 19 games in right field last
year?
That's
what he said. Yeah, he was looking at the baseball reference as we were speaking.
At some point, anything is better than what you're getting. And I was so frustrated last night. Like, three times, I turned the game off, distanced myself from it, and then had to come back to it, you know, a half inning later. And a lot of it stems with just the bottom of the line. Everybody
I know,
else.
But thanks to David Sampson, now I'm just convinced nothing's happening until June 17th across baseball anyway, when it comes to promoting guys up that have a chance to actually stay.
Yeah, I think we're in a spot where, and they'll probably say, hey, we're 6 games above 500, 5 games above 500, whatever it is. We've got time. Okay, but at some point, you're trying to get that lineup off the ground. And, you know, Angel Martinez is OPS, his batting average, they look okay, they don't look great. Even Arias' batting average and OPS right now, they don't look great.
Angel in the past month has been miserable.
But those guys, you still watch them. Like, even Bo Naylor, for as much as everyone wants to, you know, he never turned it. We were hoping 240 hitter, 20 home runs, and really good defense. We haven't gotten that. But if you actually watch his at-bats, they're not awful at bats from start. You're getting him still working the count. You are still, even if he gets behind early.
Yeah, John Kensie goes up there and it's like he's blindfolded.
And Will Wilson. You're just not getting quality at bats. And it is. And listen, I know some of this is luck based. It's just how the hits come. But it's killing you at a time where if you would just have a little bit more sense of urgency with the bottom of that lineup, there's 2 or 3 games in the last month you would have won. And I think that's the frustrating point is you're trying to win every game you can right now, and the bottom of the lineup is not giving you a damn chance.
There's just too many outs there. That's it. There's too many outs, too many non-serious at-bats.
216-474-0092. You will not find a bigger John Kensie Noel fan than me. I still think he's got a future in this business. Will Wilson is just a dude. Having him on this roster for more than a month, honestly, more than a couple weeks, is just, it's galaxy-brained. But
hey, you might be able to buy that jersey somewhere down the line, though, like a year or two down the line. Yeah, maybe at like Guards Fest or something like that.
And I can just tell people, no, they made this
one
for me.
It made it for you, yeah. Player worn, but it's made for you. You get it for like 30 bucks.
Didn't a guy wear that number? I'm like, no, I think I would remember a guy named Wilson who wore this number for my favorite team.
Never happened.
Have you lost patience with the bottom of the Guardians lineup? It's time. Do a favor for John Kensie. Do a favor for Will Wilson and get guys up. And do a favor for that lineup and give him a damn chance. The lead coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.